day of Lord Nrsingadev's appearance day. As you most properly know, we worship the Lord in his many, many forms, but from all these forms, which are as numerous as the waves on a river, of all these forms, we specifically worship three forms. That is Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, and Lord Nrsingadev, these three forms. So Lord Nrsingadev is very, very dear to the devotees, and there is one scripture which says that he is just like in this, during this universal cycle, Lord Govinda is to be worshipped. In a previous cycle, Lord Nrsingadev was worshipped. He's really very, very important. Secretive important. Not many people do know about him, but I'm really happy that you have come today to enjoy a festival or to, yes, be in a festival. During the time we will make, and during this lecture which I will give, I will make time for you to offer your individual prayers to Lord Nrsingadev, and I will also introduce you to what I call the Prahlad Maharaj meditation. It's a meditation where he wishes well for all others. So I would like to start the program. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yes, I will make it more close. May I ask who of you does not know the Nrsingadev prayers, Namaste Narasingaya? Maybe everyone knows, huh? Or you're not so sure? Maybe, do we have song books, or we can even, yes, I think we can project the Nrsingadev prayers first, and then we will give the lecture afterwards. In fact, I will request Gaur Krishna to sing the Nrsingadev prayers. These are prayers for Lord Nrsingadev.
Namaste Narasingaya. Namaste Narasingaya. Prahlada Ladadayane Prahlada Ladadayane Kashipu Vakshah Hiranya Nyanyakashipur Vakshah. Shilatankana Kalaye. Shilatankana Kalaye. Ito Nrsingho Parato Nrsingho. Ito Nrsingho Parato Nrsingho. Yato yato yamitato Nrsingho. Yato yato yamitato Nrsingho. Vahe Nrsingho, Hridaye Nrsingho. Vahe Nrsingho, Hridaye Nrsingho. Narasingha Madim Sharanam Prapade. Narasingha Madim Sharanam Prapade. Narasingha Madim Sharanam Prapade. Tava Karakamala Varenakam Adbhuta Shingha. Talita Hiranyakashipu Tanobringa Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Navakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Singha. Kalita Hiranyakashipu Tanobringa Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Tavakara Kamala Varenakam Adbhuta Shingha. Talita Hiranyakashipu Dano Bringa Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Tabakara Kamala Vare Naka Madhuta Singha Talita Hiranyakashipu Tano Bringa Kesavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare O Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Nrisimhadeva Govardhana ki jai.
Yes. we can, yes, please put it in, and we can put the thermos down here so that it's not so.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, dear friends, and dear visitors who come here for the first time or not so frequently, it is my great honor to address all of you today, because this particular day means a lot for myself, and also, yes, and therefore I'm very, very delighted to share some of my own insights with all of you here in the valley of the computers. I was once doing a school, or yeah, leading some education in a school in Afghanistan when I was a devotee. And it was during this time that, maybe out of my own insensitivity, I arose the suspicion of the government at that time, or the, not government, the people of that time. And soon I noticed when I passed on my way to the school in which I was teaching, that I was shadowed. There was someone following me through the narrow streets of Kabul. I knew something was brewing. Then I was warned that assassins had been hired to take the life out of me. And it is at that time that I started to pray to Lord Nrisimhadev very sincerely every day, by chanting a mantra which I want to share with you. As you can see, I survived the situation, but I could also see later that I had made a great mistake in my relationship to Krishna. to Nrisimhadev. I had seen him at that time a little bit like a chokidar, a bodyguard. But I had, I later learned that he really is a soul guard. In the verse which we chanted this morning and which I began to chant at that time with little understanding of the meaning, it is clear that all of us are born with enemies. We are born with enemies. But these are not our neighbors or the colleagues which we meet later in our jobs who mob against us. It's not the people who write bad about us in the internet. No, the real enemies which we are facing are inner enemies. Enemies like lust, like greed, like anger, enviousness, illusion and delusion. We have inner enemies who have taken their seats right around our hearts and who begin to influence and force us, sometimes against our will, to do things which are not appropriate, which are not bringing us ultimate happiness and Krishna consciousness. So it is to guard our soul from these inner enemies, which is much, much, much more important than to have a bodyguard against external enemies. Because the body will come and go, but the soul will stay eternally. And if we can somehow be free from the forces which our inner enemies exert upon us, our progress in spiritual life is unhindered, and we move forward with a light step, a spring in our step, overcoming all obstacles. So the prayer which I want to chant with you is addressing this inner, addressing the Lord as the protector from our inner enemies. I request you to sit a little straight because we will chant it, and at the end we will chant three times the Bija mantra, Om Shrom, the last mantra. So whenever my hand goes up, it's time for you to join me, yes? Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste jaste jase avir avir bhava. Namaste jaste jase avir avir bhava. Vrajanakka vrajadangstra kamashayan. Kamashaya Randaya Randaya Tamograsa.
Randaya Randaya Tamograsa.
Grasa Om Svaha.
Grasa Om Svaha.
Abayam Abayam Atmani Bhuyashta. Om Shrom. To tell the story of Nrisimhadev. One moment. To tell the story of Nrisimhadev, we have to start with the story of his adversary, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was an emperor. But once he felt enough is not enough. He wanted to extend his reign also to the other areas of the universe. The planet on which he stayed was not enough. So he did something which is known in the ancient times, something which would increase his power. He performed excruciating austerities with the purpose to gain tremendous powers and even become immortal. As he was standing in the Himalayan mountains, he only was using his tiptoes. He stood there. His hands were stretched upwards. He refrained from all food and all drink, like water. And after some time, his austerities were such that they emanated a blazing flame from the topmost chakra, or the top of his head, which began to scorch the universe with its heat. The reason why he was so much, let us say, motivated and performed these austerities was that within his heart another fire was burning. The fire of revenge, a revengeful spirit. His brother Hiranyaksha had been killed by an incarnation of Vishnu. Who knows the name? Varaha. Thank you. Varaha. And after his dear brother had been killed, Hiranyakashipu, who was already averse to a supreme god, became absolutely hateful and spiteful against Vishnu. You, Vishnu, have killed my good-hearted brother. He was not good-hearted, the brother. It was a ferocious, ruthless demon. But in Hiranyakashipu's mind, he was his beloved, highly qualified brother. So you, Vishnu, you have killed him. Now I will avenge his death and I will kill you. Where are you hiding? Oh, sorry, he spoke much louder. I was really putting it down. But you were shocked, so I should, was a little bit too loud, maybe. Show yourself. He was all about this. Where are you hiding? Don't be a cowherd. How do you say in English? Coward. Yes, not cowherd. Coward. Come and fight with me. He must have called out into the universe, just like the Vaishnavas call out, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume, O Lord of the Universe, kindly appear before me. Hiranyakashipu called also like this, but not with the idea to worship the Lord like the Vaishnavas. He called out, show yourself to me, with the idea to kill the Lord. What a mentality he had. So, he had a son called, whom he called Prahlad, and whom he loved dearly. It so happened that he wanted his son to be his successor, like every father wants. He wants his son to take over what he has built up for the family. Hiranyakashipu wanted his son to become a first-class demon. But his son had a complete different disposition. Whenever he looked for little Prahlad, he saw him under a tree, meditating. When he asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm worshipping Lord Vishnu. Father, worship Lord Vishnu like me, join me. What? You worship the deadly enemy of our family? First, Hiranyakashipu tried to, we could only use the word deprogram, his son's mentality. He sent him to a first-class school where he was constantly influenced by his teachers. But Prahlad was such a natural devotee that he began to transform the school. You have seen our Ramananda Sakha has shown you, maybe Ramananda Sakha, you can do this picture where Prahlad is dancing on the table of the school class and engages all his classmates in an arousing kirtan of Lord Krishna's holy name, Lord Vishnu's holy name. Here, Ramana. Oh, where is it? Did it go? Oh, you have many things. But we are at the moment in the classroom, Subal Sakha. Subal Sakha is in ecstasy. here you have shown. Kirtan devotee, very blissful kirtan devotee, Prahlad. And in this way, he turned the tables, so to say. He became the fire within the demon's family who melted all resistance against Vishnu by his pure devotion. Yes. Finally, Hiranyakashipu decided enough is enough. When a limb is seen to be highly infected and is a danger for the whole body, one should not hesitate to cut that limb. So although my son Prahlad is born from my body, he's practically a limb of my body, I will kill him. Hiranyakashipu tried many things. He had his son thrown from the cliffs. He threw him into a hole with poisonous snakes. He had elephants come, infuriated elephants, with the order to trample his little boy to death. But Prahlad Maharaj was protected by the Lord even then. Finally, as his last attempt, Hiranyakashipu called his wife, Kayadhu, come here. His wife knew what was coming. She was crying. Kayadhu, your first duty is towards me, your husband. Take this meal and give it to our rascal son. Kayadhu was crying, no, no, no. But she said, take it. Kayadhu knew this was full of the most deadly poison. Kayadhu, imagine the demoniac mentality to force his wife to poison their son. What a demon this was. Demons find great pleasure in torturing others, giving pain to their hearts. So if you don't do it, I will kill you first. So Kayadhu came with a meal. She was trembling. Imagine the feelings of a mother. There was Prahlad looking so hopeful. Oh, mother is coming with something to eat. It must be wonderful. Kayadhu leaned over to the boy and whispered, it's poisoned, my dear son. I had to do it. And then she broke down and fainted. Prahlad immediately took the meal and offered it to his beloved lord. And then as he offered it, this is what happens when you offer a meal. The karma or anything inauspicious is taken by the Lord, and the Lord in turn blesses the food with his own glance. Therefore, my dear friends, my dear devotees, make sure that you eat nicely offered food, nicely offered, consciously offered food, so that all karmic traces are removed. So he did this, and then he ate with gusto the meal, and there was no effect. Again, he was protected. Finally, in a fit of rage, Hiranyakashipu came towards the sun and said, I've tried everything in my power, but you resisted me. This can't be your own strength. By whose power are you able to resist me? Prahlad said, by the same one by whose power you are able to do what you do. There's only one source of all power, the beloved Lord. Where is your Lord? Prahlad looked around, and he saw a pillar. This pillar had engraved in it all the faces of the enemies which Hiranyakashipu had subdued. There were powerful rulers which Hiranyakashipu had killed. There was only one face missing, and this face appeared a little later. Where is your Lord? So Prahlad looked around, he saw the pillar, and inside the pillar, the face, the smiling face of his beloved Lord. He's everywhere, Father. This was too abstract for Hiranyakashipu. Is he there in this pillar? Avasya, said Prahlad. Certainly. Avasya, no, Hindi word. Avasya. Certainly he is there in the pillar. Then let your Lord come now and protect you as I take this sword and cut your rascal head from your shoulders. So he was lifting his sword, but at that moment a terrible noise came from the pillar. Get ready, I have to make the noise. It was as if it was breaking, and it sounded so loud, as if the universe was cracking up. Hiranyakashipu was shocked. He immediately let go of Prahlad and he jumped towards the pillar. He struck the pillar, his victory pillar, you know, which he had placed at the entrance of the palace with a great force. And but before any damage was done by him, the pillar broke up by an irresistible force, and out of the pillar stepped a half man and half lion. Now, Hiranyakashipu was also a magician. He could adopt forms at will, at whim. In the beginning, he was not so flabbergasted or shocked. He had seen magical apparitions. But what he had not seen is a form which had such power that just upon the smear, the Lord just pressed a little with his thumb, the bigger toe on the earth, and the earth just, the whole planet Earth went down. And then the Lord began to laugh. It was so loud, so shrill, that I will not attempt to do this. Even if I would attempt, we would all get a nervous breakdown. It was a divine thing, you know, so I will not imitate. The Lord roared and laughed, and Hiranyakashipu was closing his ears, and then a fight started, which lasted for some time. It lasted to until which moment? Who knows? Thank you. All of you know. Until the sun went down in the western horizon. You must know that when Hiranyakashipu had prayed to become immortal, Brahma had appeared and said, I'm myself not mortal. I'm myself a mortal. I can't give you what I don't have. Hiranyakashipu thought, okay, then make that I'm not killed by a man nor by an animal. Make that I'm not killed at the day and at the night. Make that I'm not killed by weapons or by any weapons. And he continued, a long, long list. So the Lord appeared not as an animal, nor as a human being, but half-half. The Lord did not use any weapons. He used his nails. Well, we hear that the nails of Lord Narsingadev are the Sudarshan Chakra of Lord Narayan. When the Lord comes, in other words, as Narsingadev, the Sudarshan Chakra comes and turns into these glimmering, lightning nails, very special nails. Just to meditate about these nails is a meditation of devotees that destroys all the darkness from their hearts. So, but the Lord didn't want to violate Brahma's blessings to Hiranyakashipu, who had said tatastu, so be it, to all the requests of the demon. So he played with him a little bit, until the sun went down, so that it was neither day nor was it night. It was the dusk period. And he then, after he had played enough with the demon, took him on the lap and using his nails, he liberated the demon from his material life. It is said in one shastra, when Hiranyakashipu was lying at the lap of Nrisimhadev, hearing the roaring of the Lord, he looked into the face of the Lord, which was only this much away from him. And seeing the wonderful face of the Lord, he understood, here is God. At that time, here, Nrisimhadev completed his work. And just took the life of Hiranyakashipu. It's a very often told story, and I do not wish to go in the detail here. We pray in our prayers, Ramananda Shakaji, Ito Nrisimha Parato Nrisimha. Ito. Ito Nrisimha Parato Nrisimho. Ito Nrisimha means Nrisimha is here, and Parato Nrisimho means Nrisimha is also there on the opposite side. Yato yato yami tato Nrisimha. Wherever I go, there's Nrisimha. Bahe Nrisimho, Hridaye Nrisimho.
Bahe Nrisimho, Hridaye Nrisimho.
O Nrisimha Mahadev, Sharanam Prapadye.
Nrisimha Mahadev,
Sharanam. Bahir Nrisimho, Nrisimha is outside. Hridaye Nrisimho, Nrisimha is also in my heart. Narasimham Madim Sharanam Prapadye. I take shelter of Lord Nrisimha, the primeval Lord. He's everywhere. This is a prayer of Prahlad Maharaj and the prayer of all devotees. The Lord took his Shilatanka Nakalaye, means his nakas, his nails, were like stones. And he took them to chisel, to break open the stone-like heart of Hiranyakashipu. So Lord Nrisimhadev's nails were like chisels that cut the chest and the stone-like heart of Hiranyakashipu. In this way, reformed the demon from his own demoniac tendencies. We chant this every day, again and again. We chant this prayer to be protected from outside adversaries. But we also chant this prayer to be protected from inner adversaries. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has made one interesting remark. He had said, Prahlad saw the Lord everywhere, whereas Hiranyakashipu saw the Lord nowhere. And then he said, we are somewhere between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. At times, when our higher nature, our devotional nature, takes prominence over our lower nature, we are associating with the Prahlad mentality. We understand my Lord is everywhere. Even in the heart of the person whom I'm trying to offer a book and who is so opposed to this, no? During the Saturday book distribution marathon. No? At times we can see the Lord is moving everyone. The Lord is in everyone's heart. But at other times we asked, where is the Lord? If the Lord was here, why did he allow that my son failed in his examination? No, we feel like this, no? We feel disappointed in our faith. So therefore, we are somewhere between the two, Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. Philosophically spoken, we are jiva tattvas. We are living entities who are sometimes under the influence of the spiritual energy, the Bahiranga Shakti of the Lord. And at other times, unfortunately, we come under the influence of the inner energy is the Antaranga Shakti, but at times we come under the influence of the Bahiranga Shakti, the external energy of the Lord. You have to be careful in this world. You have to be careful to walk that thin line where you are in the world, but you are not influenced by the negative tendencies, especially the Kali Yuga tendency in this world. You have to be aware that you need protection of the Lord so that you will stay strong on the spiritual path, that you will not make any compromises. There is one detail which I would like to narrate today, and then I want to make a meditation with you. One very important detail. When Hiranyakashipu had observed his son, he was questioning himself, from where did he get this Krishna consciousness? I mean, he started to talk to me at times. He said, my dear father, you must know that there is only one enemy. And when I wanted to know who's that enemy, I thought he would tell Vishnu. But what did he say? He said, your uncontrolled mind is your only enemy. From where does he get this philosophy? I mean, he's in the school. He is influenced, he is exposed to educational influences which don't talk about spiritual subjects. From where does he know all these things? I want to know this. And this question was, while he was alive, plaguing him. I have sealed off the school. There is no one of these Vaishnavas even in my kingdom. The Brahmanas are not alive any longer. They can't do any sacrifices. Hogya, I have done everything. I'm complete. I have guarded my kingdom against God. But from where does my own son have all these ideas? Listen very carefully. When Hiranyakashipu was becoming tremendously powerful by his austerities so that he would be able to scorch the universe, Narada Muni said to Parashara, we have to futile his plan. So they took the form of birds and they sat on the tree next to where Hiranyakashipu was doing his austerities, and they started to chant, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. I can't concentrate. Oh, sorry. He said like this. I mean, I have to be chased to the tradition, no? And I have to tell everything. I can't concentrate. What is this chanting? Who is this chanting here? I need to do my tapasya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Then he saw the birds. And he went like... Then the birds quickly flew away. Hiranyakashipu was so disturbed. He thought, at this moment, I can't do anything except visit my wife and go with her to the soft cushions. His name is also Kashipu, soft cushion. You know why he was attracted to physical enjoyment, like anything. So he went home to his wife. He forced her to submit. And as his powerful seed entered the womb of his wife, in his mind, the mantra kept on revolving, Om Namo Narayanaya, which had disturbed him so much. So that a great devotee came, because at the moment of conception, the consciousness of the parents decides which soul is attracted to their combination. Amazing, no? This is in the Nrisimha Purana, we find this information. So, then later, when he was in the womb of the mother, what happened is that Narada Muni visited his mother and talked the Bhagavatam to Prahlad Maharaj, who was still very tiny in the womb. My dear Grihasthas, when the newborn child, which you want to greet in your family, is in the womb, do Bhagavatam reading to the mother. The child will hear the sound vibration and will benefit greatly. So Prahlad learned Krishna consciousness while being in the womb of his mother. And his teacher was? Narada Muni, who would have been a better teacher. Narada Muni, who moves in the pastimes of Krishna and has a big influence in there. So, therefore, when his father asked Prahlad, from where did you get all this knowledge? Tell me, I can't figure it out. Prahlad said, Naisham matistavat uru kramangrim sprisyat yanata pagamo yadata. Mahiya sampara rajobhishekam niskinchananam navrinitayavat. He said, the only way one can become Krishna conscious is by being blessed by the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who's completely free from all material contamination. I think on such a festival day as this one, where we have to think about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's statement about us, that we are somewhere between seeing the Lord in our life and somewhere between not seeing him anywhere. You know, sometimes here, sometimes there. We are sometimes on the Prahlad side, sometimes on the opposite side. In this situation, my dear devotees, we have to sincerely ask ourselves the question, how can I become stable in my Krishna consciousness? So stable that the various disturbances which life throws at me are not actually influencing my Krishna consciousness. We have to ask this question sincerely. And Prahlad has given the answer to his father. It's a truthful answer. He always speaks the truth, even to his father, the Hiranyakashipu. That we need blessings, my dear devotees. Blessings in our lives. Blessings by a devotee who's absolutely free from material contamination. This is why on this day I like to always turn to my exalted spiritual master and request all of you to make a good contact with Srila Prabhupada by regularly absorbing your mind in his literature. Srila Prabhupada, before he went and left this planet, before he left his body, he said to all of us, you can meet me in my books. Or this means meeting a great personality in his vani, in the form of his instructions. I would like to tell you a precedent of my own previous religious tradition before I came to Krishna consciousness. I was a Christian boy, no? And I studied Christian religion, and I heard, you all know Jesus was crucified. It was a political move because he had been glorified as the king of the Jews. This was too much for the Roman Empire, who was ruling Palestina, and they were the considering themselves the rulers. There was not a king of the Jews. So they, when Jesus was interrogated, he said, did you come to make a political upheaval against the Roman Empire who has occupied this land? And he said, no, I'm speaking of another kingdom. I'm speaking of the kingdom of my father, the divine kingdom. So Pontius of Pilatus, the Roman representative who ruled the country, was highly unwilling to kill this good man. This good man, Jesus, was brought on the cross because his own people had spoken against him. The Pharisees, equivalent to what you have in India, the Brahmin caste who wants to keep their superiority and doesn't want to share their influence, they had conspired and so on. So finally, before the death sentence was spoken, Pontius of Pilatus, who was a very clever man, asked Jesus, tell me, when are you more powerful? When you are alive or when you are dead? I feel your influence on the hearts of people will only grow when you are killed by the law of the Roman Empire. And he was right, because Jesus had put words into which later were compiled, and you find it in one part of the Bible, which has influenced a huge religious culture, the Christianity, just by his vani, just by his instructions, his words. He has built up a worldwide movement of Christians. So, vani is very important. You can meet a person, a saint, in his vani, in his instructions. And therefore, I request you to read Prabhupada's books on a daily basis. But my spiritual master said, I have only one criticism of my devotees, of my disciples. Would you like to know his criticism?
Yes.
They are not enough afraid of Maya, of illusion. And therefore they should read every day and in these books, even when I'm gone. And my dear devotees, yes, he said, these are not my books. They are from Krishna, and I've just written it down, what Krishna said. So, by this powerful vani, you will switch the side. You will come entirely on the Prahlad side. And you will go away from being a materially influenced and disturbed person. You will become sthira, fixed by the blessings of Prabhupada, which are still available in his transcendental literature. I want to say this because I heard that you have a program. Is it a weekly program or a monthly program where you all go out and distribute? Weekly program. When? On Saturday, isn't it? On Saturday. This gives so much pleasure to our hearts to hear this. But please don't just distribute the books, read them also. Then that will be better. That will be better. So, yeah. I want to now do something at the very closure of this lecture, which I think you will like. I want you all to meet Lord Nrsimhadev. Is that a good idea?
Yes.
We will meet him by meditating. I have taken this meditation from a book. It's from a work. It's called the Nrsimha Kavacha. Let me just... There it says how we should meditate on Lord Nrsimhadev. Would you like to do this?
Yes.
And after this, my dear devotees, we will hear one verse from the Bhagavatam where blessings are spoken by a pure devotee, that is Prahlad Maharaj. You will all be blessed when you hear this. And then I will request you to pray for the benefit of others like Prahlad Maharaj did. Is this a good program?
Yes.
Good. Then let's do it. I request you all to sit straight. It is not a problem if you are on a chair. Just make sure that your spine is stable and erect. Please look around because I will ask you soon to close your eyes. So it's you are so joyful by nature. That is very nice. And it's nice to know where we are. I'm in an ISKCON temple which has a chronic noise disturbance, so we will need to say to our guests, we will meditate, so please make sure you will explain that there is a peaceful atmosphere, no one wrestles outside or... starts a spontaneous kirtan or so. When you're ready, center yourself and do a few deep inhales and exhales. As you inhale and exhale, become aware of your breath in and then out. When you breathe in, know that you're breathing in, be with your breath. And when you are out breathing, know that you're breathing out. one should meditate on Lord Nrsimha, Lord of the universe, seated upon a golden throne. In your mind's eye, see a golden throne and see the Lord of the universe, Lord Nrsimha. His mouth is wide open. He has three eyes, and he is as radiant as the autumn moon. He is embraced by Lakshmi Devi on his left side. His form is the shelter of all opulences, both material and spiritual. The Lord has four arms, and his limbs are very soft. He is decorated with golden earrings, and his chest is resplendent like the lotus flower, and his arms are decorated with jewel-studded ornaments. He is dressed in a spotless yellow garment, which exactly resembles molten gold. He is the original cause of all existence. Next, my dear devotees, we will hear a prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. While you hear, think of devotees, of friends, of family members, and everyone else who might be in need of help and mercy. Prahlad says, let there be auspiciousness for the universe. May the wicked be pleased, not angry. May all beings together meditate intelligently on cooperation. May the mind become free of attachment. May our minds, without motivation, be absorbed in the Supreme Lord. As you think now of those who are close to you, as well as those who are less close to you, and as you think even of those who have hurt you in the past, with whom you have a slightly difficult relationship, wish well to everyone. I will chant a Sanskrit mantra from the Puranas and translate it. And you, please, make a circle in which you put all the people whom you want to benefit from this meditation on Lord Nrsimhadev's appearance day. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve shantu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukhabhag bhavet. May all be happy. May everyone be free of diseases. May everyone be able to see good. And may there be no distress for anyone. Pray for others' benefit. Sometimes we make the mistake to only pray for our benefit. But today, we want to benefit everyone. Those who are close to us, those who are a little bit further away from us in our relationship, everyone should be prayed for. Everyone who's in need of mercy. Please repeat after me. Jai Nrisimha, Sri Nrisimha, Jaya Jaya Nrisimha Deva, Praladesha. Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Pringa. Krishna, Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Re Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Continue to sing. I request all of you to turn towards the altar. We will start now to offer Lord Nrisimhadev his auspicious Abhishek. An Abhishek is offered when a king is installed on a throne. Today we will install Lord Nrisimhadev on the throne of our heart by just chanting the beautiful auspicious Hare Krishna mantra. Please remain very focused and chant prayerfully, chant devotionally, chant with your mind fully there. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Namo. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. is Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama, Hare
Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody of you, especially the children, please raise your hands in the sky and sing very loudly together with me. One last time, and then we will ask the children to sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna. I wish to request all the children to now sit here, and we will ask the children to do a kirtan for Lord Nrisimhadev. If you think about it, Lord Nrisimhadev appeared because of a child. No? He appeared because of Prahlad Maharaj. And therefore, I think he likes if on his appearance day the children sing. And in this community, in the Silicon Valley, we have the wealth of very Krishna-conscious, trained children. I think like nowhere in the world, we have like 150 very, very Krishna-conscious children. And today, and on all other days, but today especially, I request the children to raise their voices to sing for Lord Nrisimhadev's pleasure.
You can sing Namaste, Nrisimhadev? Yes, they all know?
So the grown-ups, let us join the children like anything.
Do you need another?